A powerful bomb that killed a pro-government parliament member and six others yesterday in a Christian suburb east of the Lebanese capital has drawn condemnation. It's the eighth such attack in the 2 years since Syrian occupation of Lebanon ended and comes just 1 week before presidential elections. Im McCarthy reports.
The Christian lawmaker Antoine Ghanem was a member of the governing coalition. He is the eighth anti-Syrian political figure to have been killed in a series of assassinations that started with the 2005 killing of former Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. Hariri's death sparked massive nationwide protests that helped bring an end to Syria's nearly 30-year domination of Lebanon when Damascus was forced to withdraw its troops and a government led by anti-Syrian politicians was elected to parliament. However, since then, the government of US-backed Prime Minister Fouad Siniora has been locked in a power struggle with the opposition, led by Syria's ally Hezbollah. Government supporters accuse Syria of seeking to end Siniora's slim majority in parliament by killing off lawmakers in his coalition, a claim Syria denies. Next week, parliament is due to convene to elect a successor to pro-Syrian President Emil Lahoud. But political sources say resumed contacts between the rival prime minister and president are unlikely to bear fruit in time for the vote to go ahead. Moreover, Hezbollah is threatening a boycott. Under an unwritten convention, the president must belong to the Maronite Christian community, but cannot be elected without the support of a parliamentary majority. In a statement released Wednesday morning, Lebanon's Maronite bishops stressed that all MPs should take part in a parliamentary session to elect a new president, noting that boycotting such a duty is tantamount to boycotting the nation. I'm Ema McCarthy.